Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Now, the Bureau for Economic Research and FNB said that consumer confidence has dropped to minus 13 in the third quarter of the year. Let's speak to Nomvelo Moima, a junior economist at the Bureau for Economic Research. Nomvelo, thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just explain to us, before we get into the numbers, what the Consumer Confidence Index is, what it measures, and how.
Okay. Evening. Thank you for having me. So the Consumer Confidence Index, or the CCI, is a survey that we conduct at the Bureau on behalf of FNB, and it measures sort of the mood amongst households, so adults, consumers in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And the questions that we ask them are look at the outlook for the economy, household financial outlook, so how they think their own personal finances or household finances are going to look like over the quarter, as well as whether they deem the current time a good time to buy durable goods. So whether you think now is the right time to buy big ticket items like a car, furniture, or household appliances. So those questions are used to compile an overall composite, which is that minus 13 that you mentioned.
Okay, and what does that dropping to minus 13 mean?
So the long-term average for the CCI is from 1994, is at minus 1. So at minus 13, it moved down from minus 10 to minus 13. So in the second quarter, we saw a sharp rebound in confidence because the first quarter was particularly negative. There was a big shock to consumers' confidence, or knock to confidence, because of all the sort of budget drama around the budget, souring of diplomatic relations with the US, fear of tariffs. So there's a lot going on in the first quarter that really knocked on sentiment. Mm-hmm. And then we saw a sharp bounce back to minus 10. But now we were hoping that you'd see sort of confidence return to the levels they were at the end of last year, recovering from the shock in the first quarter. But we've seen a decline to minus 13. And considering that the long-term average for confidence is minus 1, it's moving further away from where you normally see confidence be.
Mm. And you segment the different groups, Nomvelo, so that you can get an idea of how people who earn differently are being affected. So can you just take us through how you segment the different groups and tell us, you know, how you characterize them, how much they earn, and then we'll get into how different segments are dealing with the current financial challenges.
Okay, so in the press release that we released, we display the high income, middle income, and low income household groups. And high income pertains to households that earn over 20,000 rand a month. Mm-hmm. Middle income is between 5,000 and 20,000 rand per month. And low income households earn less than 5,000 rand a month.
Okay.
And we ask them the questions that I explained at the beginning, and then we create composites for each of the households.
Yeah, and there seems to be a focus on middle income earners. Just take us through why, and why you're saying they are hardest hit.
So as I've mentioned before, the first quarter was particularly negative for consumer sentiment. Mm-hmm. And what we saw in the bounce back in the second quarter was that high income and middle income confidence, which were most negatively affected in the first quarter, returned to sort of what recovered in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. But now in the third quarter, what has happened with middle income households is that their confidence has now returned back to levels that are close to the first quarter. So their confidence is at minus 16. It moved down from minus 7. So in the first quarter, their confidence was at minus 19. So roughly same level as where it was in the first quarter. But what we saw with high income households is that their confidence was unchanged from the second quarter after that big recovery that we saw. And low incomes had a slight recovery in their confidence this quarter. So it's quite concerning to see this sharp drop specifically for high income households, considering how the other income groups' confidence has fared this quarter.
Mm-hmm. And the sources of financial pressure or stress are, I imagine, different, because if you are a high income earner, according to your definition, there's going to be things that perhaps you don't worry about that people who are in different income groups do.
Yes, exactly. So we normally look at, when you think about the sort of positive of the benefits that consumers have seen since the end of last year, which is interest rates and sort of withdrawals from the two-pot system. Those were mostly positive for high income and middle income group. And then the low income household, what mostly affects them for us when we see the direction of their sentiment is inflation, because they spend a large amount of their income on, you know, non-durable goods. And what we think is reflecting in these survey results is that you're seeing the benefits from two-pot support to spending sort of fading. So households, middle-income households' disposable income doesn't have that support anymore. We've seen inflation pick up in food prices, and those are clearly having a negative impact on middle-income groups. And their household finances, their rating of household finances has deteriorated as well. So they don't think that they have or they'll be able to, you know, be, well, the outlook for their financial position isn't as positive as it was in the second quarter, and it's worse than where it was at the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite concerning. But what is important looking forward is that high income households do a lot of spending. So a lot of the purchasing power is concentrated in high income households. So you should expect retail activity to continue. So we should still see some gains in retail sales, but we should in aggregate expect lower overall household consumption in the GDP numbers. So that's just what the survey is indicating for us.
All right. Nomvelo Moima, Junior Economist at the Bureau for Economic Research. Thank you so much for your time and insight into this study around how consumers are feeling in the third quarter of the year. Really appreciate your time and explanation on Kaya Biz this evening.
Okay, thank you.
All right. In just a moment, we are going to be speaking about debt, gambling, betting. Wherever you go, it feels like in South Africa, even on the bums of the Springboks, you are going to see an ad for advertising. What is it doing to our economy? What is it doing to people who live in South Africa? We'll be speaking in just a moment to Dihan Sherman, who's the process development and change agent at National Debt Advisors. I'd really like to hear from you. If you are someone who bets, or if you have a family member who bets, do share your insights with us. I think the easiest way to do it now is the WhatsApp line. You can send us a voice note, 063-688-0959. Also, if you're a person who bets, how much do you spend? Is it a fun thing? Is it an addiction thing? Have you gotten lucky? You can also tweet us at Kaya on air and use the hashtag KayaBiz.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.